And now we just finish off with a very short Dvar Agada, mamish about the same inyan. Because I was thinking when we were preparing this sugya that it's very interesting this point that every zechira samolek has to be mitoich a sefer dafke, and especially when you're not even doing a kriya satayra dafke, then it's more like a pursum menisa. It's also mitoich a sefer omar ma sefer. It was the mechias samolek of Purim, the ness of mechias, the hazen mechias samolek of Purim is kuloi mitoich a sefer. Rabbi say haloi dover hu. What is this thing about that it has to be mitoich a sefer? So I was thinking the following. It's a very, there's a very, very famous simon in the middle of Bava Basra daf mem vov amud beis. There's a sugya about who could be made for who. It's a shaila of negias be'edus. And it has over there an orev with a malve, and you have a lekeach, and you have a kablan. Four cases, and the Gemara wants to remember the case, so every time the Gemara finds a simen. And what simen did they find? Amalek simen! Amalek is the simen. What's the Amalek? Amalek is the orev, and malve, and lekeach, kablan. Very interesting. Amalek simen! So Rabbi Shavai Shlita always says, I was always wondering about this. How could it be in the middle of nowhere, you're supposed to forget about Amalek, and you're using him, you put him into the middle of the Gemara, and you're using him to remember Agansa Sugi over there. It's like you're remembering Amalek too much. What's this thing about the Amalek being a simen? So, and he says he found afterwards the Yankiv Emden. As Rabbi Yankiv Emden always has these little beautiful diamonds in the sugis. So Rabbi Yankiv Emden is the only one to really write in the good old days about the sinyan. Amalek simen, chidush shenosnu simen kazeh b'mi shenema boi timcha zecher Amalek. It's a very strange timcha zecher Amalek, and then you put him into and you make him so blatant you remember the whole sugi because it's Amalek, Amalek simen, you're remembering the whole time. So there's all arichas about it. He says a beautiful remez in the words loy tishkach, that if you look at the tamim, the trop, it's as if you read loy tishkach, meaning there is a time when you could, yeah, forget him in a way, meaning you could forget to be moicha him. There is a time when there will not be loy tishkach, but tishkach, and you could use him for something, to remember your learning. Or you could use him in order not to be sishkach, you're learning. Maybe that's a shtickle remez too. Loi sishkach, in order you shouldn't forget your learning. That he doesn't mention. He mentions loi tishkach. Like there's a zoyar about loi tirzach. That sometimes when you do have to kill, like by Mises Beis Din, and so on and so forth. But then he says, moiridik, there is a beautiful remez in this. Lehachnes menuvul beis hamedrash. The Gemara says, "In poga b'chol menuvul zeh moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash." If the menuvul meets you in the street, pull him into the beis hamedrash. The yetzahara leshaber koychoi to break his koyach. Ulahoitzi v'menu nitzis kedusha. It's all arichas that he talks about. But the idea is that you took Amalek, you took his koyach, the koyach atume, and he put him into the beis hamedrash. And you meshabed him that he could be moisif. You meshabed him to be part of the zechiras of Torah, to remember Torah, and to be marbed the Torah by the person. You mamish meshabed him to Torah. It's really putting him into the koyach of the beis medrash, and that koyach of the beis medrash will break him. Leshaber koychoi. So Rabbi Yisrael could be the following. There's a beautiful remez in the sefer, and the idea is this. Zechiras mechias Amalek, you want to get rid of Amalek. You want to get rid of the koyach of Amalek. The Megillah, we have a nest that has to do with breaking the koyach of Amalek. But what is the koyach that we use in order to break the koyach of Amalek? In the Megillah, we have the secret. La Yehudim Oysa Oyra, Oyra Zutayra. It isn't stam that happened to be that Oyra Zutayra. Rashi says that the Gezeira on Tayra became bottle. The others, there's a famous vorts about this, but there's a message here. The Mechias Amalek is gufe through Klal Yisrael being hoder kiblua be'avla the Amalek. We are bringing the power of Oira Zutaira. That's going to break the koyach from Amalek. That's going to make the karnei reshoi magadeya, the chol karnois reshoi magadeya, to remamno karnois tzaddik. So the Ebershers will help in. We shall all be zeiche to continue and be mishabed ourselves more and more to malahalon basefer, afkan basefer, to be mishazik ourselves in omalatayre, lehachnisis aminuvul lebeis hamedrish, to put more and more koichas in. Shi'uri Torah, Dafayoimi, that's the power of Torah that breaks the power of the Olam HaChomer, of the Olam of an Amalek, which is outside. And the more we mischazik in the Koyach HaTorah, we be zoiche, that Timcha Ezecher Amalek should come to its fruition, as Hashem says in Parshas B'Shalach at the end. Mochoi emche ezecher amolek, says the Medrash. Mochoi, you be moiche oisai milamato, and I will be moiche oisai milamalo. We don't have the power against Amolek, but we have the power of mochoi milamato, of our koyach of sefer, and then we be zeiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be moiche amolek milamalo, and we should be zeiche that these days, all the time, matzav of churban, with the second churban was Golus Edoim, which is all the koyach of Amalek, and Ikras of the Mashiach, all the tzaras that we're going through now, the koyach haTorah, we should be zoiche to Yeshua Saklal veHaprat, and to the great Oira of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, b'mheiro b'yameinu, Amen.
Amen.